Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head on over to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jonathan Allen. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's up, Jonathan?
What's going on? How you doing?
We're doing well.
Not as good as you, man. I have to tell you, John, I was not a believer in a defense. I don't even know if I'm still 100%, but that was a hell of a performance. The fact that you got, like, after the first drive, I was like, oh, no, here we go. But you guys, you buckled down. How many punts did they force, Cakes?
I think it was four.
Four punts. I don't know.
A lot of sacks, including one from John.
You got pressure. I mean, the only thing, the run defense is still suspect, in my opinion, just being honest. But, I mean, what a performance by you guys overall.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was definitely a major step in the right direction for us. I think the good thing about this game is we still have a lot of room for improvement. And when you talk to the guys around the defense, we're not even close to where we want to be. And we're nowhere close to being yet satisfied or being satisfied at all. So we're excited, man. I think we took a step in the right direction. Obviously, me personally, I want to be better in the run. I want the defense to be better in the run. And you know, that's what we're going to be working on moving forward. But I think every week you're going to see this group play with more confidence, more speed, more excitement for one another. And, I mean, that's what defense is all about.
What did Quinn said afterwards, I found it very interesting, that he tried to make a point to you guys, listen, we're not where we want to be prior to this game, but you guys aren't as far off as you think. And then we were trying to speculate, well, what is he talking about? And then JP said, well, you know, like, say, for example, St. Just has been there a bunch of times, good coverage. Just didn't get his hands up, didn't get the ball knocked down, whatever. Great throw, great catch. Those kinds of instances. I brought up the game against Tampa. I thought you guys had pressure on Baker five or six times. I thought he was going to be sacked, and somehow he wiggled out of it. Are those the kind of things he was referring to?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know fans get frustrated when you hear a team or you hear a player or a coach say we're close. But the difference between a great defensive performance and a bad defensive performance is razor thin. And, you know, I think we just made the razor thin plays that we needed to make, you know, in this game. I mean, Dorrance Armstrong had a great sack on 4th-and-2. Mm-hmm. That really changed the game. I mean, who knows how the game looks if they go down and score on that drive. So the difference between playing good ball and playing bad ball is razor thin. And as a defense, you can't get really caught up on the end result only. I'm not going to say it's not important because obviously at the end of the day, we get paid to produce. And the end result is why we work. But when things aren't going good, you got to focus on doing things the right way day in and day out at practice. And when you continue to do that, then it's just about translating it from practice to the game. And I think today, last game was the first game that we really, you know, executed the game plan, went out there and played good on Sunday. And, you know, it was good for a lot of the young guys to go out there and just see the work that they're putting in, you know, make plays on Sunday.
John, we were kind of talking about it. And how Kyler just looked like a deer in headlights after that first drive. And
tell him my theory.
I didn't understand it. I will. I'll tell him your theory. I didn't understand it really because I guess you guys were just trying to keep him in the pocket because you got to him four times. But there were times where I thought he could run, but he decided not to and he just fell down. Or that he was missing guys. Maybe it's because, you know, he's a smaller dude and he can't see over you guys. But Eric thinks that Kingsbury talked to Joe Witt and Dan and said, look, this is what Kyler likes. This is why he's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable in this situation, yada, yada, yada. So first question is, what did you notice about Kyler and how you were able to get to him so quickly? And then number two, do you think or know, did Kingsbury talk to the defensive staff about it?
Well, I know when it comes to Kyler Murray, when you allow him to use his legs, not really for running, but to get out of the pocket and make plays down the field, I mean, it's really hard to find a guy in the league who's better than that. You know, so if you're able to make him beat you from the pocket, not saying he can, but we understand what makes him special is his uncharacteristic athletic ability and his ability with his big arm. If you can make him throw from the pocket, he's a little bit shorter, might have some issues seeing over the middle of the field, then you get him playing on our terms. You know, and as far as Coach Kingsbury talking to the D coordinator, he might have. I don't know. But one thing I do know is this is a copycat league, and all coaches talk.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's friends, there's guys you came up in the business with, and they talk. I'm sure they do. So if there's something that you struggle with, you're going to see that again and again and again until you stop it or until you prove there's no longer a problem. So, I mean, that's really every position, every player. Like, if I have a three technique who struggles on double teams, you're going to double him every chance you get. So, I mean, that's just kind of how the nature of the business goes.
Speaking of double teams, can you talk about how often you get double teamed? I looked at stats. Now, this is from September 19th, so maybe it doesn't include the last game or two. But at that point, you were being double teamed 56% of the snaps, and Deron was being double teamed 59% of the snaps. If you're getting doubled, who's it on to stop the run?
Well, the thing that is so great about our defense is, you know, and Coach Quinn always says, when you have a defense that plays for one another, that's going to be tough to beat. So there's going to be games where I'm getting doubled. I'm looking at the linebackers like, hey, I'm going to take these double teams, go make the plays. And there's also going to be games where the guard is going to try to bang my hip and climb to the linebacker, and it's up to me to fall back into my gap and make the play. So, I mean, there's only four games. I want to get caught up in the double team numbers. It's just, hey, how teams have been planning to attack us so far. But as we know, things change as seasons go. So my whole job and mindset is just to be ready when I get my opportunities and, yeah, make the most of them.
It's time for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. How did you hold one of the NFL's top mobile quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, to one carry for just 3 yards in the win? That's from Mark in Arlington.
Yeah, it blew me away, John.
Well, one thing I'll say is going into this game, Coach Tapp and Coach Witt told us, like, we're rolling with the deep crew up front. So, I mean, one thing you saw is you saw a lot of effort from the entire defense. I don't want to just say the D-line. But our mindset going into the game was don't hold back. Give everything you got. If you can only go two plays, get in there, run to the ball full speed, and get out and get rest. And when you have an offense like we have, that makes it so much easier for us to stay fresh because they're on the field for so long. When you're out there, you got to work as a group. It's not four guys rushing one-on-one. Is four got all of us rushing as one. So I mean, me and DP, me and Payne, we, you know, had to run game inside to make sure there wasn't holes for him to step up through the B gap, the defensive end. You got to get high, make sure he can't step in the B gap and stop him from getting out. And after that, it's just about playing with effort. It's just really about playing with effort. Obviously, Coach Witt called a great game. It was just a team effort.
Talking to Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, he joins us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock on the Junkies. Is this the best offense that you've witnessed since you've been with Washington? I'm guessing it's the best offense you've seen since your Alabama days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now I would say yes, but I don't try to get caught up in all that because at the end of the day, it's still only the first quarter of the season's done. And I mean, the offense has been terrific and incredible. So as a defense, we have to make sure we're ready to play because there's going to be a game in December and whenever where it's cold, it's bad weather, for whatever reason, they're going to be looking at us to step up. So as a defense, we just got to make sure we're ready when our number's called. But it's so fun to watch. It is so fun to watch them.
And for the most part, they're not turning the ball over. I don't think there's been one interception, one fumble. So I don't think there's been more than two turnovers. So you haven't had that many short field situations.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that's been good to see is we're playing fantastic complementary football. Offense is getting long drives out there. Defense, we're taking steps in the right direction, improving. But when you have an offense like that, just get them the ball back as many times as you can.
What have you seen out of Johnny Newton so far? He's appeared in his third game against Arizona this past weekend with you.
Man, what's impressed me is, man, for a guy who didn't really get a chance to do OTAs, didn't really get a chance to do all of training camp, didn't get to do all of preseason, how quickly he's just caught on, man. And I know it's tough. I know it is. I mean, he's a guy who wants to work. So for him not being able to do that early in the season, I know it was tough. So the way he's coming, he just plays with effort and just the technique, he's picking it up fast, man. It's exciting to watch. He's going to be a good player for the team for a long time to come.
So what are your thoughts about Sunday with Cleveland coming in? They've really struggled to score. They've only scored 66 points in their four games. They haven't scored more than 18, and they're 1-3. Obviously, you guys have pretty much doubled their point totals. But, you know, they've got Chubb may be practicing this week. We're hearing he may practice tomorrow. Not sure if he's going to play. I would doubt it that he would play this soon. But your thoughts on facing Deshaun, and that's a really good defense, too.
And I know people like to beat up on the Cleveland Browns, but one thing we all know in this league is week to week.
Yep.
You can never overlook any opponent. I mean, how many times on Monday night has a team overlooked us? We went out there and beat an 11-0 Steelers or a 10-1 Eagles. So One thing that I just love about this team is we're so hungry and we're so dedicated to just growth week in and week out. And I think the thing that's awesome is we're not solely focused on the end result. You know what I mean? You got to look at you got to look underneath the hood and see where you can improve and where you can trim some of the fat. And, you know, we're going to be ready to play. I'm excited.
All right. You just used a lot of food analogies, so this is critical. You used hungry. You said trimming the fat. We had a big debate earlier on the show about Raising Cane's versus Chick-fil-A. Where does Jonathan Allen stand on the chicken wars? You can even throw others because I said my favorite is a Popeye's chicken sandwich. But where are you on Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A?
I don't think you could beat Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is just 10 times out of 10 the place I'm going to go, the first choice.
And what is your go-to order there?
I get a spicy chicken sandwich deluxe with extra cheese and a large fry. If I'm not going there for breakfast, then I get two chicken biscuits.
Two chicken biscuits.
Do you ever get two?
With the grape jelly.
You're such a big dude. Do you ever get two chicken sandwiches?
Sometimes, but I try not to do it during the season, man, because it's a slippery slope. You have Chick-fil-A one day, then the next day you want to get Chipotle, so you just got to stay away from all of that. It's not worth it.
Hey, you just get a bowl at Chipotle. You don't have to get the rice.
Yeah, but he wants queso. Yeah, he wants chips.
The large chips, and then you get the Mexican sprayed, and that's just not worth
it. So what is your cheat day?
My cheat day is usually on Monday. It's just like a bag of candy. And then I usually feel bad, and then I just...
Your candy go-to? I mean, we're in spooky season. I mean, Halloween's, what, 30 days away? Give us your go-to candy.
Anything that's a sour gummy, I'll eat it. Anything sour and anything gummy.
Sour Patch Kids, you love them.
Hey, John, what was your best meal? Because you were in Arizona all week. What was your best meal out there?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I didn't leave the hotel one time to go eat out.
That means it was baller. You were set up in a baller spot, guaranteed.
I just ate at the hotel the entire time.
Did you order room service or just in the restaurants?
I ordered room service one time, and it was just wings and fries. Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I just ate at the hotel with our chef, man. It was just
own chef.
Oh, your chef.
Key. Yeah. Do you eat with any of your buddies on the team?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Normally, we like to go out, but I don't know. This week, I was just like, I just want to make sure I'm good, make sure the inflammation is down in the body. So I didn't really want to eat out. So I just kind of just kept it low key and just a lot of hanging out and kicking back.
What was the last week like being on the road, like going straight from the Bengals game to Arizona? What, as a player, was that a huge advantage for you?
It's hard to say, you know what I mean? Because it's definitely a huge advantage when you get like to the time zone change, but it's also different because now your routine's off and now you got to find masseuse and you got to find spaces to work out and now you got to figure out how you're going to eat all your meals. And it was just a different week. Hard to say if it was better or worse, but I mean, we're happy with the results we got.
Good results, no doubt.
Where did you watch the Bama Georgia game on Saturday night?
So I just watched it at the hotel.
Oh, you did?
It was a fun game.
Oh, man, very it was fun incredible. Game.
John, I know you're not a big trash talker. Let me start this off by saying, do you think trash talking can get into an opponent's head?
Yes, but I feel like we play at such a high level that every guy in the NFL has probably heard anything and everything you could even think of. But I think during the game, once momentum swings one way or another, I think trash talking can definitely get an opponent's head. Yeah.
Are there guys on your team that are big trash talkers?
I want to say Payne's a big trash talker, but man, I'll say this: he's a very aggressive competitor on game day, and I love to see it.
All right, because if you want to get in somebody's head, you've got Deshaun Watson there. Maybe you guys would say that it's a low blow, but you could go the masseuse route.
I'm not gonna lie. Fans of the NFL are the most ruthless people I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing a player can say to him that fans haven't said to him for the last however many years. So I'm sure he's heard everything in the book. So I'm not even worried about that.
I'm trying to think who would be on the besides Payne on the defense that would talk trash. Does Luvu talk? He's all over the field.
Man, he doesn't talk with his mouth, but he talks with his pass for sure.
I mean,
God, what an exciting player to play with.
Right.
Maybe Forbes, because he's Mississippi State guy.
He's probably like, always had to
like
defend
Smoot,
himself.
Kind of like Smoot back in the day.
Yeah. Forbes talk?
I don't know if we have a lot of guys who just outright talk trash, but, I mean, just the thing that was so fun about this game was the amount of energy that guys had. It was like, I just remember Percy Harvin screaming like a madhouse on one of the plays, and it was just so fun just to see the energy from all the guys. Man, guys were excited, flying around. It was a fun week.
John, the energy at Northwest Stadium is going to be crazy. Like I'm guessing packed to the rafters, almost all Commanders fans. I mean, are Browns fans really going to come to Northwest Stadium to hopefully see you guys beat their ass? I mean, that should be a crazy environment on Sunday.
Man, I'm looking forward to any time we can have the fans out there. We're playing good football. We got to keep it going. We're looking forward to going out there and put a good product for you guys and for the fans. I mean, the fans have been with us through thick and thin, and there's been a lot of thin. So we appreciate you guys' support, and I'm looking forward to going out there and just giving everything I have and making sure no matter what happens, you guys are proud to be fans of this organization. So.
Hey, are you ready to see a million Jaden Daniels commercials? Because that guy is going to be all over TV
so
as a superstar.
Rich.
I mean, the way he works every day and the way he acts, he deserves it.
He does.
There's nothing better in this world than seeing someone get something they deserve. You know what I mean? And he deserves it. So I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jonathan, we're looking forward to seeing you guys take down the Browns this weekend. We'll talk to you again next week, man.
We're going to smash them, just so you know.
we're going to smash them. We are.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Jonathan.
Make sure you score 30.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
That was I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next.